Good evening and welcome to all. My name is Ansara, and I'm the host of this program, 1 Hour with Ansara. The views expressed are not intended to diagnose, treat, or give psychiatric advice or replace appropriate professional intervention. My goal is to express what I would do if I was in your situation. After much research and many years of experience and personal application, I consult with clients and teach a variety of methods and spiritual modalities to accomplish the living and uplifting of life. There is rarely a time that I recommend a course of action I myself have not used successfully to accomplish my own goals and dreams. And this is definitely for tonight's show. Definitely. The title of our show tonight is called The Rekindling of Intimacy. We're going to be starting, Rick and I, and he's going to be with me tonight. Say hello, Rick.
Hello, Rick.
Okay.
Glad to be with you again, Andres, every day.
But we're going to be starting a small series on relationships. And that's my major focus anyway in my counseling, is with people's relationships, be they romantic or familial or work, whatever. Anyway, for any callers tonight, if you choose to call in with questions or comments, the number is 1-877-270-8714. Okay, so anyway, I'd like to start tonight first by saying to Dr. Rebecca Carley and Granny Earth, that was one fantastic show.
That was awesome.
That was majorly awesome. Rick and I and Rick's mom, Gloria, who will be a future guest on the show, we were all crowded around the computer listening. So that was fantastic. And it's a synchronicity also, ladies and gentlemen, because they were talking about gratitude. And tonight, we're going to be talking on some of the same things concerning relationships. So I guess it's that divine synchronicity just kicking right in again. But again, thanks a million, Rebecca and Granny Earth. That was really cool. But to begin, in our world that we're living in today, I have found that life is so fast-paced and so self-oriented and sometimes so globally centered. Everybody's into global consciousness. Everything is globally centered.
Yeah, New World Order.
That intimacy in a couple's relationship has suffered quite extensively. We go out very far afield, building and working for our individual purposes and designs, only to come back home and find ourselves facing a stranger with whom we are supposed to share a life with. Our partner wasn't always a stranger to us, but somewhere in our travels, we lost that connection that we had, that beautiful romantic connection, that intimacy, that ability to look in someone's eyes and know what they're thinking, that silent communication that says more than words, that spark, that really neat spark that first brought us together. We continue to go through the motions, basically, of living together, but both partners more and more frequently find themselves unsettled and kind of feeling empty, unsatisfied with the other, but plodding along without any enthusiasm for each other. And folks, enthusiasm makes the difference, to use a quote. Enthusiasm is what happy people have a big dose of, an enthusiasm for life. Remember when you first met your partner that you're committed to, and this is mainly tonight for folks with committed relationships. But remember how enthusiastic you were. You couldn't wait for that person to call. You've made every effort in the world to get all fixed up, the whole nine yards. What happened? What really happened?
I'm still as enthusiastic as I was from day one.
Well, thank you for the compliment. So
how do I wake up every morning? I say I love you. Good morning, in return. It's not just a formality.
No, it really isn't.
Take a few hints from that.
Well, a lot of folks are just basically putting one foot in front of the other. They're tired, they're worn down, and they're just plain depressed. Not that we don't get depressed. Sometimes you and I get depressed.
You have to be able to shift out of it.
Yeah, without killing the other person. You know? People wonder, how did it end up sliding down the embankment of mediocrity, I call it? When it started out so very full of promise and expectations, well, what can we all do?
Can I interject?
You sure can.
Okay, well, you take a couple, say a young couple or a couple starting over. They start off with just basic, you know, they're in love, they get together, and then all of a sudden they start accumulating, and the world gets rougher and rougher, needing more things and wanting more things and things like that, and it just gets...
And they get surrounded by stuff.
Right.
Not that it's bad to have lovely possessions or anything like that.
And life gets more complicated as days go on.
Oh, yeah.
As the world gets to you. Plus, there's a lot of outside influence, I've mentioned in previous shows.
Well, it also seems to me that so often our roles have merged and blended together. So much. Do you agree?
Of course.
Men, or women, rather, are complaining today that chivalry is dead. Can you believe that? Chivalry is dead. And men comment, I've heard a lot of men comment to me, you just can't please a woman, why try anymore?
I don't know. Give me the answers.
Well, the answer to this dilemma has it has become such an epidemic in our world, this dilemma. Again, what can we do? Well, let's take a look at what makes a committed relationship. And I know Rick's going to chime in here on this one because this is his big thing. As a hypnotherapist, ladies and gentlemen, he also helps people rekindle their relationships if they're having problems psychologically or sexually or any of that. Being a hypnotherapist, he has a ton of ideas, and we're going to go into some of those in a future show. But right now, let's look for a few minutes on what makes a committed relationship. Number one, I think trust. And you mentioned the other day when I was writing all this up, my notes for this, confidant.
You need to have a confidant, even if you murdered someone, you have to be able to talk to your spouse, your mate, about whatever you've done, and then you'll know you trust them. Even if you broke up and everything, you would never go anywhere. That's how much faith you have. When you have a time when you're come home from work and you've had struggles and everything else, just to be able to discuss with them, you know, and without judgment.
That's a very good point.
Let them dump, you know, as I was said earlier about emptying the cup.
Yeah.
The cup is your body is going to fill up and fill up with negativity, anxiety, and everything. Just to be able to let it go.
Right. Just let it go with the other. Give yourself 15, 20 minutes or your partner 15, 20 minutes to unload. That's a very important thing. I sometimes come in and I'm really dragging, and Rick,
just don't
goes
take the
out.
Battering ram out, though.
No.
Keep that.
But Rick will go out, and he goes out in this horrible heat and takes the groceries out of the car, everything else for me.
And you say chivalry's dead?
Oh, not me. I don't say it. But I know a lot of people feel so. And I feel one of the main reasons chivalry is dead, Rick, is because of so many blended roles. The old way, and I know probably there's going to be a lot of listeners out there with some rotten eggs and tomatoes and everything to throw in my direction, but the old way was very, very successful in many ways. And like I said, in the future, I'm going to have my mother-in-law come on the show. She was married well over, pushing, I think, close to 60 years. So I know it was over 50, and I can't remember the exact at the moment. But she has a lot of points to share about what makes a good marriage. But one thing is women need to be women. We were created, and there is a duality. There is male and female. And in our place of evolution where we are right now, when we blend too much and we forget our roles, in my opinion, it really puts stress on a male and female relationship. Would you agree or disagree?
Yes. One thing I wanted to interject as you were speaking earlier, I feel chivalry is dead in the most part. Now, I want to give you a prime example. I've always, when I go at the mall or at the supermarket, well, if they don't have the automatic doors, and I'm walking in, I see a woman coming in, I don't care what type of person it is, I hold the door open. Man, woman, old, young, beautiful, whatever, open the door, and now, we're also in our, you know, we're in North Carolina for about a year now, and it's a very nice state.
Very polite
and everything, and still, they're a woman, I'll open it, well, thank you very much, and they're like, they're shocked that someone is holding the door open, even here where they're polite, and you'll find that I found that in other places, and I've lived all over the country, New York, Florida, and everything else, and it's like, they're shocked, and the other, going back a few weeks ago, I remember, I was going up to Walmart, I was coming out of Walmart shopping, and all of a sudden I had a few groceries, and there was a woman there, and like, we were both unconsciously racing to the checkout to get a real checkout, you know, a real checkout person, and I was over there, and I did go up there, and I was, go ahead of me, and she was, thank you so much, and then the person, the cashier said, that was so nice of you letting that woman in there. Usually people come in here and they're in very bad moods and everything else. There's no reason for that, you know. It's your outlook on life.
Well, you are a very chivalrous person, I will tell you that. I'm very privileged on that.
I have my downtime, too, but I'll just, you know.
Well, I feel...
lose myself to find myself for those moments.
I feel... and I'll say this again, and I know, like I say, I'm going to duck those rotten eggs, but women's lib did not do the romantic side of life any good for women or for men. And I'm sorry, or I don't really even apologize, because, like I say in the beginning, I don't recommend any course of action unless I have used it successfully myself. And I noticed several years ago that a lot of relationships around me, and some of mine included, were really going to hell in a handbasket fast. And so I began reading what the other side had to say about it. Way back in the 60s and 70s, The Total Woman, Fascinating Womanhood, they made a lot of sense. They really did. How do you feel about that?
That's
a rough one for a guy to talk
really
about.
That's really not my focus, but I have to say, women's lib, I've always believed, did a lot of good on certain angles. Equal work, equal pay, everything, that's fine. That's really a very good thing, and I was very against the way it was years ago and everything, but I feel where it's like there's a power struggle, and that's what I can't go along with.
Right. There is definitely a power struggle that goes on in many relationships. And people will say, oh, well, I'm a strong woman, and I'm not putting up with this, that, or the other. Sometimes 50-50 doesn't work out. It doesn't. Sometimes it's 60-40, and sometimes it's 90-10. And many times in human relationships, because of the way we women think and are created to think, it is up to us to focus on keeping the relationship alive. Like it or not, that's the way it goes. Women think...
Well, what's wrong with a man keeping it alive?
Oh, absolutely nothing. That's my point, too. It's up to men also. But women are the ones that do this traditionally.
Well, traditionally, they kept the home fires burning.
Absolutely. And we were talking earlier on trust and being a confidant. Many men, they say that there is a woman that stands behind the most powerful man. Any successful man, a woman stands behind him.
But there are a lot of women today that are actually, you know, downtrodden men. You may have heard how many people just bad-mouthing their spouse.
That's a real tough one. Now, there's a lot of situations out there today that are in pretty bad shape, and there's no two ways about it. You said a comment earlier, talk about it. It was good.
Which one?
About marrying the wrong.
Some people, I was just going to say that. A lot of people marry the wrong person for the wrong reason. They'll go after a certain body type or a certain personality, and that person changes with the life of that, you know, say, with kids and finances and everything else, and it goes to hell in a handbasket. And they just, you know, that person gains weight or they just change a little bit, you know.
There it goes. Well, I'll tell you, you know, if people will, and I'm going to go into this in a few more minutes, but I think also, along with trust and a confidant, I think honesty with your partner. And just as important is honesty with yourself.
Well, just like anyone in any relationship, if you cannot trust a person, you have no use for that person.
Yeah, that's true. And what about being honest? Now, I'm not talking about, let's say, that if someone's relationship is in very deep trouble and they have made a mistake with infidelity. I am not an advocate of running and telling their partner what they have done. I have never seen that work out very well, let me tell you, because, and this was expressed to me by a pastor a long time ago that I was talking to, because I had to advise some people. They needed to talk to the pastor, and I went with him. And he told both partners, it's too late, we can't go back over it now, but when you share something so hurtful with someone else, that's your cross to bear.
Exactly.
That's your cross. And it's not, you're sharing it to get the guilt off your chest. That's not what I'm talking about with honesty. I'm talking about honesty with
you mean your, basically not repressing.
Not repressing, exactly.
Don't wait till it's ready to explode like a firecracker.
Right. Yeah. Let's be honest. Why, you know, I get honest every day.
Yes.
And so do you. And sometimes we get very vociferous with our honesty.
And we're better off getting it right off the beginning. Get it
right
going. But we'll also wait for a right moment. There's never an exact moment. Don't wait for everything to be perfect. There's never going to be a perfect time for anything.
Yeah, but do practice timing. Do not attack your husband with a whole plate full of honesty about what is wrong in the relationship, and especially with him when he comes in the front door and he's exhausted and you know, whether it's your husband, your partner, whatever, that is not a very good thing to do. Timing is very, very important. But, of course, the old communication, but communication also on a soul level. You talk about that, Rick, that communication on a soul level. You've often talked about that.
Now, which way now? Actually, when a person, when a couple is, to the point of sleeping together for 2 years, it's a known fact. In many schools of thought, there's been scientists, they are actually on, they get exactly on the same wavelength. They could even dream the same dreams or travel. Absolutely reject everything else. And you just be able to finish sentences for each other.
Well, you just finished that
problem.
One for me.
It creates a problem sometimes, but I mean, but that's the way it is.
Yeah.
It's historically correct in this time, as we talk about the vibrations raising on the planet. It's actually getting stronger and stronger all the time.
Communication, and I'm going to recommend to the listeners that they get the series of books called The Men Are from Mars and Women Are from Venus series. I recommend this to people all the time because men and women do communicate differently. And if we as women expect our husbands to communicate to us the way that we do, we're going to be very unhappy. I truly believe that. We're going to be really unhappy.
Then again, they say, with that series, it's a very good series. I've
read
the books. I've seen some of the seminars on TV. And what's his name? Gray? Yes.
Gray, yeah. John Gray,
John Gray,
I think.
Yes. He's very good with it, but then there's always these differences. Like, we have that difference.
You communicate like a man.
A lot of people are, never mind the communication, women are more detail-oriented.
Yes.
And they want it. Where, in the case where you're not detail-oriented.
I'm not.
Not as much detail, where me, I'm more detail-oriented.
Oh, yeah.
So
oh,
there's always exceptions to the rule, and that, you know.
He uncovers every rock. And I live my life probably flying by the seat of my pants. He's uncovering every rock. He would have made a wonderful, wonderful detective or private eye. Nobody'd get away with anything. But another point, too, along with the importance of communication, is dedicating yourself to fulfilling your partner's needs. How many times do I have clients saying, they don't meet my needs, they don't listen, they don't do this, they don't do that, I do it all.
To change people. No one has the right to change anyone. They knew that, you know, too many people go into a relationship where they say, okay, this person is this, but if only I could change this, I can change that. You don't change people.
Right.
People don't change. They don't, you know, you cannot change what you don't recognize.
Well,
you have to take the person for the way they are. There's always room for improvement.
Well, you and I often have this thing going. We really do. And he has a nickname for me. He calls me Twinkie. And because I view life, in his opinion, as an airy-fairy white light Twinkie. So he calls me Twinkie, and I call him the Bull. He's a Taurus also. But the funny thing is, and I was just thinking this morning, because we were having a discussion about someone or something. I won't go into it now, but anyway, I turned and I said to him, I said, but you knew this when you married me. It was one thing that you were attracted to was my Twinkie ways.
Because you put the you give me the balance.
Yeah.
And we all need balance.
But
because opposites, a lot of times opposites attract, but you also need the, you know, your similarities. And one of the main similarities people have to have is have the same core belief system.
Oh, yeah.
If someone's really into some type of thing, a certain religion or into metaphysics. As we're into metaphysics, we have the same core belief system.
Yes, we do. And it's much easier to meet someone's needs when you are on that type of a level, I think.
Yes.
Because your needs are similar. And that's important also. But I think number five.
Well, also men do have needs.
Yes.
A lot of women may.
Talk about them.
Just to go lightly, a lot of women feel that men just have sometimes just sexual needs. But men have emotions. They use them differently.
They think with the other head.
Right. But they use them differently with it, where they just think men are just supposed to be always strong and never have any downtime or anything, but they do fall apart. Just like they're human beings.
Well,
especially in this world that we're living in nowadays.
Yeah. And so women need to meet the man's needs by being there to bolster the ego, to bolster the determination again. Is that correct?
Yes.
What other needs can you think of that men have? Don't give me that look.
Well, they have to be shown appreciation.
You took number five away. That's okay. That
when a job is well done, don't expect it to be, that's your job,
Yeah,
don't
right.
Don't expect that,
I know of a situation in a marriage of someone that I know that...
I'm reading your mind.
Never takes out the garbage. And her husband was very ill at one time. And he was still expected to take out the garbage because that was his job. Her job revolved around the inside of the house. No, I think garbage is on the inside of the house, too, and I personally feel
garbage
that.
Garbage in, garbage out.
Right, and I think a woman can take out the garbage, too. But that is not meeting someone's needs. And
you think, I know many women that also enjoy doing outside work when men wouldn't want to do it. They do things. They take care of landscaping and things like that.
Yeah, and that's where women's lib has come in great also. But as long as the woman maintains her femininity, that is extremely important, I feel.
We all play our part.
Yeah. And, you know me. If I'm going to go out and rake a lawn, you've seen me upstate New York.
The best dressed
lawn raker
person around.
But appreciation. I can't say enough about appreciation. In my notes tonight, appreciation was asterisked and starred and circled and everything. But the most ignored factor, and it's unintentional to be sure, but it's appreciation. I remember a story of a wife who worked constantly. She had a silent husband. And she worked continually to please this guy. And she...
In what way?
Her cooking, all of this and all of that. Well, she really knocked herself out one day, and her husband, who was a good cook on his own, he never said anything. Thank you. It was great, or it was awful, or whatever. Nothing. And she finally said, "Don't you like what I do? I work so hard. Don't you like it?" So, "I ate it, didn't I?" Oh, my God. I ate it, didn't I?
I think
so.
But there are some people that don't know how to express themselves.
Well, I think it's up to us as partners to really look at what the other person's needs are, going back to that again, with appreciation. And if you're not good at expressing yourself, start out on a small level. You don't have to rave, and you can just say, "Thank you, that was good." And start out very small, complimenting and thanking and appreciating the small things. women need appreciation just like men do. That I can tell
Everybody
you.
Needs appreciation. There's too many things out there, especially in the world of business. Everything has gone compartmentalized. That nobody knows the full job right through unless they're working for themselves. They're working for a large corporation. I've seen this in all types of work. They only know one section of the job. No one knows it completely anymore.
Yeah.
And everything. So it's always, most people you talk to, it's like thankless jobs, whatever they're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Unless you're working in the field of human potential or working for yourself and you're doing the whole thing.
Well, I notice a lot of women have a complaint about that, but men also have seem to irritate women, and women complain to me all the time. He never does anything that I want. I'm always there.
You're going back to the power struggle.
Right. Back to the power struggle. And what's your answer?
Where is it written in stone that I've got to do this, so I've got to do that?
Where is it written? Where is it written?
And what's wrong with the woman, you know, I mean? What's wrong with the man cooking the meal?
Exactly.
Men are great cooks. I mean, it's not become someone's job. It's not someone's job that they have to do this, and this is your job, and that's my job.
Well, yeah, but you don't want to, there we go, into blended roles again. And that's where there's a lot of good points for it, but there's a lot of negative points for blending the roles too much. I really feel
that. In relationships, you always wind up blending roles.
Right.
You start off as best friends, lovers, let's say, partners, husband and wife, and you wind up sometimes even becoming mother and father to each other, brother and sister, friends. It changes all the time.
Well, I know a lot of men have women who are powerful women in the workplace. And especially, I've known this, I've had clients who the women are cops. And the man may not be a cop.
But they take that home with them.
There you
then
got
the
it.
Problem.
There
the job
you got
the
it.
Job.
Right. Exactly. Because
you wipe it off, because you wipe your feet coming in the front door on the mat.
And you bring in the femininity. As you take off your weapon and you take off your badge, back comes the femininity again, because if it doesn't, in my experience with all of my clients, and I've had several who have jobs similar to that, and that job itself, if they bring the cop home or the CEO home and still carry on that role in the marriage or relationship. Right, I was
the
correctional officer.
Right.
And believe me, when I came home and the uniform came off, the more feminine and gentle person came out again, because that's what made my partner happy.
We need to wear different hats in society.
Exactly.
Just to get through life.
Exactly. Definitely, because when a woman takes on the tough role, the man who was created in a certain way to do a certain job, he is built more physically strong in most cases, and the mind works differently, and it's a man's job. In genetically, I feel, to be the warrior.
Yeah.
Now, that's not saying women cannot hold jobs like that, but when they are dealing with their spouse or their partner, forget the warrior. Forget the bossy CEO and be the woman. How would you feel? How would you feel if I...
Well, as a human being, I don't want anyone talking down to me. as a human being.
Well, yeah.
Man, woman, child, anyone, you know. You know how I feel about experts and people who know everything and always have an answer for everything.
Oh, yeah. Believe me, we go through that one, too. But women complain a lot. Like I said earlier, men don't meet their needs. Number one, they need to be honest about what their needs are. But they need to express those needs in a way that a man still feels appreciated. Instead of, I do whatever I can and it's never enough for that woman. Have you seen that?
Yes, it happens. I see it all the time. You know, it's the humdrum. You know, it's time for vacation.
Yeah. A lot of us can't do the vacations all the time. But you know what? You can make a vacation
in
your life.
Candlelight dinner.
Exactly.
Soft, soothing music.
Exactly. I would say that we wonder why we grow apart. And appreciation is one of the most nurturing things, one of the greatest healers in any relationship, especially a romantic relationship. Do you remember back when you all met your partner? Do you all remember that, all of you listening out there? Do you remember when you met your partner? You looked across the room, and you said, wow, look at that. Just an example.
That image that you have to hold.
Right.
At any time, when you're feeling down about anything, go back and think back. Sit back in a nice recliner or an easy chair and just close your eyes and just imagine. Remember the first time you met your spouse. I remember your first thoughts. And then go back to the first time you started dating, how excited you were. I want to get this person, this man, or this woman. And then just go back to the first times when you were trying to get intimate, and just imagine going back when you've gotten intimate and the things that brought you together and the common denominators that you've had, and you get that. And as I would say, the unconscious mind does not know the difference between fantasy and reality. That might be a fantasy, but that was your reality. And you can bring that reality right back to you in your lives.
Oh, yeah.
When I say take a vacation, it's time. You don't have to physically take a vacation anywhere. Just have a vacation that evening. Put your work aside. Put all the negative thoughts, all the humdrum and everything else. Just set that aside. Maybe take one night a week and just put it aside. And just go back to that time and go back into it.
Mm-hmm. That's...
In your mind, you take that journey, that vacation, that special place in your mind.
Close your eyes and remember.
And do it together and just remember. And doesn't hurt sometimes a nice massage for the man or the woman, or massaging each other if they've had a rough day. And just take time, just ease up those muscles and just talk about the old days, the good old days and things like that.
Oh,
even if the good
yeah.
old days weren't that long ago.
Oh, yeah. Because people need to be reminded. I know, I don't think there's a woman alive out there who doesn't want to hear that she's beautiful and that she's intelligent and bright and smart and all the things you found attractive about her. And that's so important. What about now in life? What about now? Men out there, remember back when you first went out? Remember?
I always remember like yesterday.
What was I wearing the night I met you?
You were wearing those black pants.
Jeans.
I don't know what you call them. Yeah.
They were jeans.
Yeah. You had those boots on. It was in January. It was cold out. As cold as you can get in Florida. and I'm trying to think of the top. Some type of animal print, or as I remember, yeah.
Well, thank you. Thank you for remembering.
Yeah.
I remember when you walked in the room, I about fell over because a voice said, "That's him. He's the one." That I will never forget.
Well, we can make a whole show of that.
Oh, I know it. But remember the looks, the clothing. Remember the how the
hair
tied.
What did I do right then and there? You were called up. You were the one who did it. It was a metaphysical group, and you did the meditation.
Mm-hmm.
And then we started the talk, and we'll just say that was a beautiful meditation. You have a very good voice.
Well, thank you. But when we remember...
Right there with gratitude.
Yeah, it was. And believe me, when I tell you this, folks, there was a lot of girls after him. Lots of them. But he's the kind of man. There was, and you know it. But he's the kind of man that will always compliment me on my looks, whether I look good or not. I guess he's willing to lie about that, forget honesty sometimes. But he's complimenting constantly on that I look good to him. I may not look good to somebody else, but I look good to him, and that's important.
No, and I say it like it is. I don't say things just to be nice, as you know that.
Right.
No one really should.
Right. But, you know, we don't always need brutal honesty.
I said today, when you came out of the bedroom there, I said, well, was it yesterday or something? You looked down.
Mm-hmm.
And I say that, you know, I don't try to say a few words to perk you up.
I was feeling down.
Right.
But
that's honesty.
Yeah. But you were also very supportive and tried to figure out what to do to help me.
Right,
about
I wasn't doing this to knock you down.
But let me tell the men one thing. You remember how proud you were of that trophy that you won. The one on your arm, that lovely lady on your arm. You were so proud of that trophy. And women need to remember how easy it was to make the extra effort for that guy whose arm that you were on. It was wonderful back then, and it was no effort to make the effort. It was no effort to say thank you or to do the extra special things. And it was no effort for guys to make that phone call that is so important to women. These are such important things. I know after you get married sometimes.
Well, people get into their comfort zone.
Yeah. They
it's
really
nice
do.
To be in a comfort zone, but sometimes it's inhibitive.
Well, yeah, that's there's more truth than that, than you know. But what about right now? What can you do right now to change things and to begin to rekindle that intimacy that you had? What can you do? Oh, speaking to women, women need to compliment men physically, okay? I always think of an example I heard of years ago that no matter how undeveloped a man may be.
Also, all about intellectually.
Oh, yes. But first, let's go physically.
People don't want, the guy doesn't want to get turned into the handyman around the house.
Oh, no. But let's look at this. Men, when they look in the mirror, they see that bull there. I don't care if they are a Mr. Milquetoast. What they are seeing in that mirror is a very strong and powerful person.
If they have that self-esteem. Sometimes they see.
Most men do.
Well, a lot of times they might in their mind, but sometimes they do feel
more. But it's in their mind.
But
well,
what they see in the mirror, a lot of times guys do look at also. Gee, the hair is receding. The hair is getting gray. Gee, I'm getting a few more lines.
But that's why we, as the partners,
that I do, that I used to, you know.
Well, that's why we need to.
That's all the guys that talk to, they feel that way.
But women need to compliment men physically. I don't care the guy has a different musculature than women. And every time you will take a man and you will feel his muscle, the bicep, he automatically flexes it. Every single time.
That's a natural reaction.
Right. But the woman's feeling, oh, I love the feel of that muscle. It is so strong, and there it goes, flex.
Yep.
That's very important. Compliment your partner physically also, because it's very important. We are whole beings, body, mind, and spirit. But that body still counts. And
well,
if
people forget that.
Yeah, they do.
If they married a person for a certain body type, and that body type starts fading off, you married the person with the whole person, or it should have been.
It's still...
Body, mind, and spirit.
But it's still important to complement that physical aspect.
Yes, it is.
You know what, you know what I like to hear, and as long as it's not a blatant lie... You're constantly telling me what I like to hear, and I like to tell you what I like to hear. I admire your Hussar looks, your Hungarian, Slavic, power, warrior looks, and I admire the heck out of that, and I don't hesitate to tell you. I admire you physically.
No matter what, and every couple knows what the other one turns the other person on.
Exactly.
And they need to tell them what they
remember it and speak it.
Because they figure a lot of people, oh, they know that already.
No.
They need to reinforce this.
You've got to reinforce.
The world is getting so cruel and everything else.
Because, honey, people go out there and they get beat up every day. And when they come home, and ladies remember this, when that man walks in the house.
Or when that woman walks in the house.
Yes. Make it the castle. Let them come home to a castle. Let them come home to a place of safety, a place of nurturing. We need that safety net. And don't forget, make an effort.
You can't feel comfortable in your own home. Where else can you feel comfortable?
Make that effort to be appreciative. You know, we ought to appreciate that our partner even bothers coming home sometimes. Sometimes, men and women out there whose intimacy has kind of faded, we need to be appreciative, these people, that their partner still does come home at night. That's very important.
Yes.
Very important. And compliment the person's intellect if they're the type that's important to them. Compliment your man or your woman's intellect. Thinking people sometimes are kind of hard to find. And a thinking person usually knows they're intelligent and they want to hear it. It is important to allow someone the expression of their intellect, and you need to sit and listen and admire it.
Show the gratitude, how you appreciate it.
That attitude of gratitude. Yeah. How many times do I ask you for advice?
If the person's having a problem, ask for the advice.
But you ask me too.
If they don't give the right advice, don't criticize them for it. If they didn't give the right advice,
Well, they tried.
You know, everybody has an opinion, and they feel their opinion is important. And they are important.
Men, being hunters and warriors, want to be admired for their courage. And I will tell you this, and I do have several male clients.
Well, what about women having the courage to?
Oh, yeah.
Women naturally have the courage.
Don't even get me started on that.
They'll go right in on it. They've got the courage also.
Right. But let me tell you, I'm talking right now about men's courage.
Okay.
As it takes courage to take on a wife and a family, or a partner and a family, whatever lifestyle you choose. It takes courage, and courage should be appreciated. It takes courage to have another person to support or to work with. And what that bank account's open, then when you share your life, that takes courage, be you male or female.
Well, that's the big problem. Most people don't share their lives with each other now. They just spend their lives together. You need to share the life every moment.
Right. And appreciate the courage it takes. It takes a man. A man get kind of nervous when it comes time to ask the woman if she'll be with him and be his one and only. That takes a lot of courage.
Yeah.
And we need to remember that and be grateful and be appreciative of all the little acts of courage. And I know this sounds really trite, but tough, because it works. I know it works. And all of my clients who employ these methods find their relationships a lot happier. Appreciation of courage, of physicality. These are, you know, it takes courage for a man to go out there, and a woman also, and fight the financial fight.
Yes.
You can talk about that. Oh, he wants me to talk about it. Oh, okay.
Your
well,
time.
I don't know what I would do without him. Financially, he is generous and he is kind, and he has saved my neck financially many times. And in our relationship, he handles the finances because he does a better job. He is my business manager, and he does a much better job of it. And let me tell you, there is many of times I have just thanked him for handling these things, because I make a mess out of it because I don't do details.
Anything a couple does, you have, everybody has their good points and their soft points.
Right.
And whoever does a better job at that thing, they should be handling that one.
Well, I know your mom used to talk about that, when your dad had the business and everything, she used to handle...
Well, she took care of the financial affairs. He took care of the money-making. And also, on the other end, he was great with money, and he did the investment. So everyone has their...
Whoa, that thunder is something out there. I wonder if you guys heard that. We're hoping for rain in North Carolina. Well, how can a woman show appreciation for a man? We've gone into a few things, and I made a little list out here. Number one, admire his muscles, because most men will see muscles whether they exist or not.
A lot of guys aren't wired that way either.
Oh, yes, they are. Oh, yes, they are. Uh-uh. Don't even go there. Most guys, and even people with alternative lifestyles, those that have the most manly traits, believe me, they're into muscles, and whether they have them or not. But what you mentioned earlier is a back rub. How many times when you come and you've been working and doing a lot of physical labor, you ask, you rub my back.
Oh, I said, it feels so great after, you know.
Oh, it does.
They're bringing euphoria, you know.
But you know what we ought to do is we ought to do it before we're asked. We ought to offer that back rub. You see, the human touch.
Well, that brings people closer together.
It does.
If the person goes, this is hurting that shoulder, let me rub your shoulder, your back, whatever part it is.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Yeah, and that human touch, that touch of your partner is so important. People forget to touch, and that's very important. How about sending your partner a thank you note? You know, something that you wouldn't think of normally doing. If Rick does super special things for me, I have sent him little notes of thanks.
Well, never mind that. I don't know if you realize that I realize. You may not even realize now. There are times when we have sometimes different hours, and you're up sometimes 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning, and you've gone off and you've done things going on, and you leave me a note that's going on, and always a little drawing and everything else. And
oh, yeah.
I love you, and I always appreciate them.
Those notes are very, very important.
Every time we speak, we know we're away from each other, and I just end the conversation. Love you, you know.
Well, let me tell you, ladies, what will really make a man puff the plumes, if you know what I mean, is by sending him a thank you note on the computer and telling him how much you enjoyed that love session the night before and how great he was.
Oh, that's always worth his weight in gold.
Absolutely. Or call him on the telephone and let him know that you love him. That reminds me of a funny story. This woman, well, we've got to hurry because we're running towards the end, but this woman was following the total woman type thing, and so she calls her husband at work, not realizing he's in a meeting. And the secretary sends it through. He picks it up, and it's on speakerphone. And she sits there, "Hi, baby. Oh, were you good? I loved when you did that." And he was
mad enough to interject and say, "Oh, I'm in the middle of a meeting on speakerphone."
But let me tell you, he was puffing up so big, and all the guys were sitting around, and, "Hey, you know, you're really something, man. Your
they
wife calls you up
after, you know."
and she's just talking along and says, "I can't wait for you to come home tonight, honey. I have a surprise for you." And that's when the applause broke out. And the woman sitting, "Oh, my God, that man."
That's a Memorex
was
mode.
So happy. That man walked with, like, the cock of the walk.
And you took the words out of my mouth.
Absolutely. But another thing you can do is please practice good timing, of course, with your phone calls. And don't forget to say "I love you" at the end of the phone conversation or your text messages. How many times do we forget to say the simple words, "I love you," or "I'm in love with you"?
I had that always.
I know you say that all the time. I'm
not
stuck on the old
time,
"I love you," but you always say "I'm so in love with you."
I love pizza or I love ice cream is a big difference.
And men,
love, as we've talked in other shows, is a very loosely used word nowadays.
Well, men need to let the partner know that she's still number one. Romance is very important for women. Even when the bloom is off the rose, romance is important.
Well, there's always, you can always create the new springtime. It could be any moment.
Well, what I'd like to do, tonight, I found this adorable little booklet, and it's by Smart Style. The author is Bonnie Sieben by Allegra Books. Division of the Allegra Company. And it's 101 ways to say thank you. And I would like to read off some very good ways to say thank you tonight. And we're going to be ending. And number one, change your routine in a long-term relationship. Express your happiness and gratitude by trying something out of the ordinary. Check out a new restaurant, a show, or an unusual event. Breaking out of the routine can bring a new excitement to the relationship and will genuinely surprise your significant other. And
be spontaneous.
Yeah.
Oh, we should have mentioned that earlier.
Yeah.
People love
spontaneity.
Yes, it is.
Surprise lunch. Bring an unexpected lunch to them at work. Even a simple meal can be a great treat when you surprise them with your company and your gratitude. If time and location allow, find a nice private spot for lunch away from the desk, the offices, and the coworkers. And unexpected notes. We just went over that. Leave a loving note somewhere, such as on the front seat of their car or in their wallet. A short note of appreciation can brighten their whole day. And share the load. If you know that your spouse or significant other hates a particular chore or duty, volunteer to take it over for a week. Thank them by giving them the gift of freedom from the task they like the least. And for new relationships that you're just starting out, small tokens. In the beginning stages of a new relationship, you want to say thanks without too much ado. A small token then, such as a simple card or picking up the tab on a shared meal, can be nice, but not overdone, thank you. And a post-date call. After a special evening out, call the very same night to express your thanks and let the date know how much you've enjoyed your time with them. And say the words. Good communication is important to all relationships, and it's particularly vital to orally express your thanks in a new and developing relationship. However else you may decide to express it, thank you. Make sure you also say it. Send flowers. Flowers are a thoughtful way to brighten someone's day while still playing it cool during the early stages of a relationship. A small, tasteful bouquet to decorate the home or office will delight the recipient and let them know how happy you are. And if you're really crazy, send a plant that won't die right away. Plants are great, too. And for meaningful moments, schedule outdoor activities. A beautiful, sunny day can be a great opportunity to say thank you with an afternoon out. Choose activities that appeal to your significant other.
As long as you're not in the middle of 101-degree heat.
Oh, please.
AC is a little more appreciative.
Just try to keep it fun and focused on the two of you. Some examples include a picnic, which you can have in the middle of your king-size bed or in the middle of the living room floor if it's 101 degrees or 20 below.
Right.
Okay. Hiking or walking in a park or even going to the beach if it's nearby. And get dressed up.
Sometimes the more exciting if it's not nearby.
Yeah.
If making an overnight trip or a weekend.
Sure. Sometimes dressing up is just plain fun. Take the time to get dressed up for an evening out together and choose a destination that fits the moment. A focused evening on just the two of you while you're both looking and feeling your best can be a great way to renew the relationship.
Right, we'll just think about one thing.
And express gratitude for all your partner does.
Back in the early days when there was the hunter and the huntress.
Mm-hmm.
In all our lives. Remember those days in your mind.
Mm-hmm.
Try an evening of that.
And pay attention. Odds are that your significant other has mentioned places they want to go or things they'd like to buy. Pay attention to these little remarks, and when the opportunity arises, say thank you by making one of their hopes a reality. They will have the joy of something they've been wanting, and they'll also know they really do have your attention. How many times do people feel that nobody hears them? And when your partner feels that you never hear them, that's when we really need to work on these issues.
When some people become invisible.
Oh, yeah. That's so sad. And kids often cause this in a relationship. People forget. They make children number one. And that's an anathema to a good relationship. And it's bad for the kids. The husband and the wife need to be number one to each other.
Well, a lot of times in relationships that happen once the people get too close, even in relationships of friends.
Yeah.
People become invisible. Once they get to know them too much, it's just like when they become part of the furniture.
Mm-hmm.
You know, people take, you know, they forget about gratitude, you know.
Yeah. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it's pushing that time again this week. I'd like to thank you all for joining us, and we'll be back again next week, and we'll probably be continuing our relationship series. And I would like to bid you all good night, farewell, and happy loving. Bye-bye now.
Good night.